President Bush has laid out an ambitious domestic agenda for his second term. As part of it, he's hoping to build on one of the biggest legislative victories of his first term, the No Child Left Behind Education Reform Law.
Almost every state is now testing students in math and reading. Schools are reporting the progress they make every year, and soon states must ensure that all their teachers are highly qualified. Now the president is hoping to expand some of the law's requirements to high schools.
There's no doubt in my mind that the No Child Left Behind Act is meaningful, real reform, that it's having real results, and I look forward to strengthening No Child Left Behind.
As the law enters its third year, the number of schools that are struggling has grown to more than 11,000. And as NPR's Claudio Sanchez reports, the pressure has also grown on educators to turn these schools around quickly.
The Bush administration is convinced that every school in America can meet the requirements mandated by No Child Left Behind. And to prove it, it often singles out schools like the one run by Susan Scheffler.
We're having a lot of success where other people have not had success.
Scheffler, a former public school teacher barely in her 30s, is the principal at the Kipp Academy, a publicly chartered school grades 5 to 8 housed in an old office building in Northeast Washington, D.C. As we walk down the main hallway, Scheffler points out that all the homerooms are named after the colleges the teachers here graduated from.
So we've got Harvard and American and Georgetown, Boston College, Florida A&M, Lincoln University,
which is a historically black university.
Right? UNC. We have the Citadel. Also, all the kids know exactly what year they're going to go to college. Sixth graders, what year do you go to college?
2007.
Thank you. It's part of the school culture. You can't say, okay, well, now we're going to name all the homerooms after colleges and think that that's going to turn it around. There's a lot involved. It's fifth grade math class.
Let's go. 7, 14, 21, 28, 35, 42.
Most fifth graders arrive 2 years behind in math and reading. Within a year, almost all are doing grade level work, says Scheffler. In many ways, Kipp is a typical urban public school, high poverty and overwhelmingly minority. In terms of its success, Kipp isn't doing anything radical. It has simply borrowed all kinds of ideas and practices from successful schools. We'll talk about those in a minute. What makes Kipp very different from a regular public school is that it operates free from many, often stifling regulations. Kipp controls its own budget. Students and their parents choose to come here. And Scheffler has full authority to hire and fire everybody who works at her school. Under No Child Left Behind, few, if any, regular public schools operate this way. On the contrary, the law is viewed by most teachers as a heavy-handed federal mandate dictating how they should do their jobs. So, while No Child Left Behind has given public schools a much-needed kick in the pants to improve, it hasn't given them nearly the autonomy they need to make crucial changes. Not true, says Nina Reese, formerly an advisor to Vice President Dick Cheney and now with the U.S. Education Department.
There's a vast amount of flexibility within No Child Left Behind for states to come up with reforms that best meet their individual needs so long as they meet the overarching goals of No Child Left Behind, which is to make sure students are proficient in reading and math within 12 years.
At a conference on the future of No Child Left Behind in Washington recently, Reese said the law is having the desired effect. You want more schools like Kipp Academy.
Yeah, I think it's important for us to keep our focus on the goal and make no excuses for chronic academic failure, especially in light of the fact that there are so many schools. And as the Kipps of the world have demonstrated, students can achieve if the school is focused on raising their student achievement and not on all the other peripheral issues.
But that doesn't mean that there are not still real serious implementation challenges.
Andrew Rotherham is director of education policy at the Progressive Policy Institute. He says the No Child Left Behind Act is still out of whack with how states define and measure students' progress.
The administration was really slow to issue regulations, issue guidance, give technical assistance to states and school districts to help them understand the law. And the result is even now, 3 years later, there's still just a tremendous amount of misinformation about what the law requires, what it doesn't require.
The result, says Rotherham, has been confusion. The number of schools not meeting the federal government's definition of adequate yearly progress, meanwhile, has doubled over the last year to over 11,000. Next year, says Rotherham, there's going to be a lot more pressure to transfer kids out of struggling schools and to crack down on the absolute worst schools.
And you're going to see states, for the first time on a large scale, be forced to confront these issues of how do you address, what do you do in low-performing schools? Do you overhaul the school? Do you reconstitute it and reopen it under new leadership or new management? What you're going to see is the pressure of this law is going to force people to innovate.
That's, of course, where Bush administration officials see the most promise. In fact, they'd love to see a large-scale shutdown of the worst public schools that would then reopen as charter schools, like one of the 38 KIPP academies that have opened across the United States, and which thus far have done a good job with some pretty tough kids. Again, Principal Susan Scheffler.
We don't cream, and you can tell by the incoming test scores that we're not creaming. In fact, we often get kids who are told to come to KIPP. By other schools who are sick at dealing with them. We have kids with parole officers. We have kids that are homeless. It's what we do with them when we get them.
KIPP Academy success in Washington, D.C., though, is the exception, not the rule. Charter schools in general are not performing any better than public schools, according to the federal government's latest studies, regardless of how innovative they've tried to be. Proof that there's no silver bullet as far as improving schools is concerned, says Andrew Rotherham of the Progressive Policy Institute.
Giving schools more authority is imperative but not sufficient reform. There's a menu of things that have to change.
Starting with a much clearer explanation of what the No Child Left Behind Act requires of schools, more freedom to innovate, and a lot more guidance from Washington before it gives up on any struggling school.
We're setting ourselves up for failure if we do anything less.
Even with some tweaking, backers of the law say No Child Left Behind is here to stay, and a new era of accountability has taken hold in American public education. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.